What's up, Chiefs Kingdom?
Let's go.
How are we doing out there, Super Bowl champs? Are we doing good? Are we happy? Are we all
doing incredible, man? I think we're doing incredible. We're doing,
guy. I'm happy. I know.
Look at that. Look at that.
I got the Joe Burrow back out. I got the Joe Burrow back out. Now I got
That's a Nick Sirianni. We have
That's a Nick Sirianni tonight, baby. You know, told our defense to go back down the field. Remember that? Yeah. Wait a minute. This is the Terry Bradshaw, the Michael Strahan, and everybody else that picked against us today on Fox. I know you're an NFC network, but you shouldn't have picked against us. That was your fault.
The only one that gets a pass for me is Sean Payton because he literally just became the head coach of the Broncos. And yeah, that's the only one that gets a pass. Allow that. Yeah, man, what a game. It's crazy. You know, that first half, you just felt like, you know, it was just – they were right there. It was a close competitive game. And then it was that second half explosion. They scored on every single drive in the second half. And there was some of that Andy Reid magic. The Kadarius Toney punt. Sky Moore touchdown was phenomenal. I mean, we talked about this in our other shows where we were expecting them to do a lot of those wide receiver screens or those wide receiver jet streeps and pop passes, and they were bringing Sky Moore across, and then when the ball was hiked, he stopped and pivoted and went right back in the other direction, and he was wide open. And that's the Andy Reid in the offense. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Well,
all I know is that was a game to remember because, look, we looked troubled in the first – look, we started off actually really well. We moved down the field quick. I mean, it was what? Basically two – Mahomes was 2 for 2 and a score. I mean, it was quick. And then we kind of fell off, and I was a little nervous. I'm sure everybody was a little nervous. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was just like no yardage. The defense kind of fell in their butt a little bit. The one thing I will say, and I know this is a sentiment to everybody, for this bad... That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. There we go.
So, how about this crazy pass rush that didn't get a sack on Mahomes and really only had like 6 pressures?
Listen. You know, I've been on Orlando Brown's case all the season, for real, for real. It's been real. But this playoffs, he stepped up his game. Yeah. And not only him. Here's the one guy I want to mention, Wiley.
Finally. He did.
Was one of those guys who, you know, everybody needs some – in bad times, everybody needs somebody to blame or something to blame. That's just a coping mechanism. And Wiley, I feel like he took the brunt of a lot of that against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But Andy Reid kept believing in him, and he's played in this game. And he – look, that offensive line with the hobble Patrick Mahomes was absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I'm going to give the floor to y'all.
Well, hey, because you're right, because Wiley was a problem all year long. I mean, think about it. He was. The guy, for the 26 sacks that Mahomes had, he was responsible for 13 of them.
He absolutely was. Yeah. But that's the thing about Andy Reid. He doesn't overthink things. He doesn't react to crazy stuff. Yeah. He absolutely knows how to keep it even and keep trusting in him. And let me throw that out there, too. I'm sorry if I'm taking everything.
No.
But the special teams, he did it with the special teams too. Like, there was problems all season. And just seeing him stay patient with everybody.
Oh, man, Quinn, hey, you got some fans, man.
That's effed up.
Okay, so for those who are listening via the podcast, we just had somebody, Polar Knights, just put in our chat, I love this show. It's the perfect evolution of beard growth.
Oh, that hurt my head. All right. I think I got some stars flowing around right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, I wasn't listening to that. Good stuff.
One thing to add is just when you look at this team, JP, we were texting like we do normal games.
Yeah.
And you were surprisingly calm. And I was like, I was calm, but I was frustrated. And they did what they could do. I was very happy. I was very pleased. That team battled. And not to say the Eagles are no joke, but they, even when that scrum play was happening, which I feel like is a play that is a crazy play, they were able to figure it out. And because of that, they were able to win the game and help. And, yeah, there were some long coverage and things, but at the end of the day, you put the ball on Patrick Mahomes' hands,
yeah,
and he went down the field, and he scored. He helped the game. I mean, there was haters all week. There were people saying the Bengals were cheated. People on either side were talking junk, a Bengals fan, a Browns fan. And you know what, JP? It's going to be a good week. And because the Chiefs were able to figure out what they're able to do. And
I felt like Fox had no coverage of the Chiefs.
They didn't. But regardless, hey, it was a great game. Chiefs won. There's a dynasty. It's a dynasty now. Two rings. Two of these, baby. Two of these.
Yeah.
What's up, Manny? What you got?
Yeah, man. What you got to say?
I got a lot. First of all, I mean, of course, you know, when this team was down, you know, it felt like they were taking a lot of body shots, right? The Eagles weren't able to throw that one haymaker. They weren't able to put that one sort of punch out. They were grinding the game out. They were running the clock down. This is exactly how they wanted to play this game in the first half. But the Chiefs were just able to stick in the game, and they were able to keep it close, right? They never got completely out of it. And I was with my father here at my Super Bowl party, and he said that, hey, you know, maybe this is a good thing. Look, the Chiefs are down by 10, and they're going into the second half. And I was like, you know what? You might just be right, because we know that, you know, Patrick Mahomes, when he's down by 10, is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And what happened was the Chiefs came out of the second half, and they scored on every single drive. They played smart football. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid started to come out with some of that crazy stuff that they do. Those great play design. Two of those touchdowns, the one to Tony and the one to Sky Moore, like I referenced earlier, were as wide open walk-in touchdowns, as pure as the definition. There was nobody within 5 yards of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy. Yep. Darius Tony is the next coming of Dante Hall with the ability to just make people miss. I mean, it's think he's a cheat code. Everybody's around him, and then somehow he just slithers his way out of six dudes, and he's streaming down the sideline. That punt return was a 65-yard punt return, is the longest in Super Bowl history.
Wow.
And
it is history.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a great game. There's a lot of great performances that come out of it. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, with his three touchdowns, his yards aren't blowing anybody away, but – you know, when it came to the moment that everything counted the most, this team, this offense stepped up, and they were able to seal it away. And then the final thing I'll say is that the Chiefs on that goal line, when the clock was running down, they played it smart, right? We saw McKinnon slide right before then. We've seen teams lose because they went ahead and scored that touchdown at the end of the game instead of bleeding more clock off. So the fact that McKinnon slid on the 2-yard line, you know, let the Chiefs keep possession of the ball, and you put the ball on Butker's foot to win the game. So this was a team win as you can get it. Every single person participated in this. And like I said, none of the stats are going to blow you away. But in the end, the Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and that's why we watch this game. That's why these play these game. And it's what makes the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champions.
Let me say this real quick. Just before, you know, there was a saying that there is a saying that your weaknesses get you beat. Your weaknesses during the season get you beat in the playoffs. Here's what I saw. I saw Andy Reid trust most of the weaknesses that we had during the season. How he trusted those guys, I have no idea. Because I gotta tell you,
it's beyond me.
I don't know how he trusted after Butker missed that first one. And then he put his intentions were to put the game in his hands or on his leg. And next thing you know, we're calling ourselves Super Bowl champions. That is dope. That's one of the things I love about Andy Reid. He's not a fan. He is a coach first, and he is one that trusts his players. It's so freaking amazing.
Got a little wardrobe change here.
Uh-oh, there we go, Quentin.
This is the
– yes,
sir. Look at you. I'm going to get myself one.
Something like that. Well, I will say this first and foremost. I don't know how the hell anybody likes these things. They just taste nasty. I don't even like it. I've been chewing on that for since the Burrow thing. Anyway, you know, the first half, we had the ball 8 minutes. 8 minutes total in the first half. Caleb did call me a few times, a little nervous, to text me a few times, a little nervous.
I was. You saw what I saw. It was not looking good.
I was nervous, and I was, you know, I was thinking, what's it say? Tony, correct. I was calm, and one thing I kept thinking to myself, we've been down by 10 before in the Super Bowl, and I wasn't as scared, and I think the reason why is because I knew that we weren't pressured as much as everybody assumed we were going to be. Mahomes wasn't pressured as much. He didn't have – the only sack in the game was on Hurts.
And Saunders got it. Running fast, like Quentin was saying, running fast and pushing him out of bounds.
I told you, man.
Yeah. Yep. Saunders is crazy.
Leo Chenault was technically – was given a sack. So
yeah, he was.
One of those that they pushed him out of bounds and he went backwards, they credited him with a sack as well.
Yeah. So all I can say is that when I told Caleb, I said they got to come out and they got to spread the ball out. And they got to do. I was talking to him at the halftime, and I said they got to come out and spread the ball out and make some adjustments. And they did exactly that. They came out, they spread the ball out, they made adjustments, they did things. Look, Watson caught a ball. Tony was out there. Everybody made. They made a statement. They came out, they made adjustments. Everybody had their hands on the ball. They ran the ball. Pacheco was out there doing his thing, even when he took that pop, which technically was a spear shot. And
yeah,
it should have been called a penalty, but Sheffers ain't going to call that.
It absolutely should have been a penalty.
Yeah, but Sheffers isn't going to call that against for us. I mean, if that would have been on the other side of the ball, I guarantee it would have been called. But Sheffers isn't going to do that.
But I'm going to say this. I'm glad it wasn't called. They kind of pretty much let us play. They kind of pretty much let the game flow.
They did. Cool. And I'm glad with that. I mean, I'm okay with that. It is what it is. But, you know, they came out in the second half and they did what they had to do. That's what matters. They made the adjustments that we know in the past that we haven't seen. There's been times that there hasn't been adjustments made, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that's cost us. This time they made those adjustments.
They did.
And it made a world of difference. We are now 3 out of 5 years. We've been to 3 out of 4 years, actually. We've been to a Super Bowl and won two of those.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Two.
The team is three times. The team has won 3 Super Bowls in its history.
Yeah.
I listened to Jay Binkley that's on the radio here in town, and he is so confident about Patrick Mahomes and how he thought that we can expect the Super Bowl every 4 years. Bro, Patrick Mahomes hasn't even been here 10 years yet. No. That is crazy. We're living in the golden age, gentlemen. We're living in the golden age, and a lot of people say you don't know how good you got it till it's gone. And I'm just gonna ride the wave on this one. This is amazing.
Yeah, as Quentin said the other day, this is the golden age of football, Quentin. Right? This is the golden age.
Yeah, it's the golden era of Chiefs football.
Yes, and you're absolutely right.
I mean, we better enjoy it, and we've got the best head coach, best quarterback, and the best general manager. And an owner that doesn't get in the way. So when you've got those three things, everything seems to work out for you in the end. And I mean it's great. There's no words to really talk about how spectacular this is. I can just say the same thing over and over again, and it'll get sort of redundant. But I'm just not sure that words can really express what we're watching right now. And we know where this team's not done. They said that they weren't done after the first Super Bowl, and that was the same sentiment after the second Super Bowl. And why would you think otherwise? The core of this team is still here, and we'll have – I mean, the offseason is going to start later this week for us, and we'll start talking about draft and all of that fun stuff. But, you know, this is a great era for Chiefs football, and I'm excited to give credit to guys who played in this game. So I don't know if you guys want to go ahead and start our offense and defensive MVPs. We can just go from there.
You want me to start first?
Yeah, you want to go. You pick offense or defense.
I'll go do – we'll do offense. Everyone's going to say, ooh, this is surprising. I'm going to say Mahomes. My backup is Pacheco, but I'm going to say Mahomes because this is the first Super Bowl he did not turn the ball over once. A field general. was smart with right decisions, ran when needed to do, and did everything the correct way. Would he score 3 touchdowns, barely over 200 yards, but he was smart. The Chiefs did not win the time of possession battle, but how he was good at picking apart the defenses was phenomenal. I got to give it to Mahomes. That's my offensive MVP of the game.
Yeah, he had his stat line, 21 of 27, 182 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and 131.8 quarterback rating. He didn't get sacked, like we brought up earlier. It's not a stat line that's going to blow you away. 3 touchdowns is fantastic, right? But this is a game that you're right, Caleb. He didn't mess it up. He didn't force anything that didn't need to be. You know, he just did what he needed to be able to do. And, you know, that's why he won Super Bowl MVP. And, you know, that's why we won this game, because he was just able to keep the ball moving all game.
Okay. Who's your offensive MVP, this?
I'm going to give it to Pacheco. I just think that, like, I hear – and I'm going to say it like this. I hear a lot of people talk about, oh, Kareem. And I don't think that Andy Reid has had a running back that he trusts like he did with Kareem. And seeing him give the ball to Pacheco, yeah, there were some bad plays. There were some not so great plays. But then most of the time, you saw Pacheco running hard. He's ran hard all through his whole throughout the playoffs. And I just think that that has helped so much in getting the receivers set up to where they need to be, and also getting the offensive linemen just getting their wheels up under them and headed downfield. It's just, I think Patrick Mahomes is so much better when he has that run game. And seeing it just unfold like a flower today was amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's your offensive MVP, JP?
Oh. Man, it's so hard. I'm going to have to go with Juju. Juju played really well.
I was wondering who was going to pick Juju. I was wondering.
I would love to go with – I mean, there were so many of them, but I'm going to have to go with Juju just because, look, he's been kind of – you know, he wasn't really a factor so much in the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And he really showed up and showed out today. He was a key factor in us winning this game. He really was. So, made some crucial catches. So, I'm going to have to go with him.
Yeah, Juju went – he had 7 receptions for 53 yards. But in those last 2 drives, the last 2 long drives of the game, it was him moving the sticks. I mean, there was literally – he caught 4 balls in a row.
Yeah.
He was a non-factor. He was a non-factor in that first half. Nothing seemed to be, you know, the balls that were going his way just weren't getting there. I don't know if it was. I don't know why. You know, there could be many reasons why. But, yeah, that second half, it seems like Mahomes was really depending on Juju, and he made some catches. He had that 14-yard run to really break things open.
Juju found pockets. Juju found a lot of pockets.
So, yeah, I think Juju is a really good pick, and I'm happy that somebody brought him up. Okay, so now it's on me. I have a cheating one. I want to just give it to the whole offensive line, because everything that was talked about in this game about how, look at this defensive line. They've got 4 guys over – they've got 4 guys over 11 sacks. Or 5 guys over 11 sacks. 4 of them have 11. One of them has 16. They've been able to beat teams into submission all along the defensive line all year long, and now, you know, we're facing up a offensive line that's had its struggles this year, but they shut everything down, and you're not going to be able to run the ball if you don't have an offensive line that's being able to block. It doesn't matter who's behind there. You could have, you know, Walter Payton back there, and if you don't have a decent offensive line, he's not getting any yards. So the offensive line really stepped up great. I don't know if there's anyone in particular you could say did the best, just because that whole defensive line is so talented that, you know, you can't just lean on one guy there. If I were to give it to a specific player, I would just go ahead and give it to Travis Kelce. He was once again that, you know, we call him the safety blanket of the quarterback, right? That was his role again today. He 81 yards, 6 receptions, and he had that touchdown early in the game to help Kansas City stay in it.
Oh, so, he was the guy Quentin, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but he was the guy this morning when I did the national show at, you know, 6 a.m., that every Eagles national show said that they were he was the only guy they were afraid of, and he was the only one they were going to make sure that was blanketed.
I mean, that's been, especially since Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback, you know, that's how Travis Kelce has been, right? It's, there's that joke that goes around among fans and even among some analysts where it's like, well, if I was a defensive coordinator, I would simply cover Travis Kelce. And, you know, we all say that knowing that every defensive, every defensive coordinator tries that, and it's just so difficult.
And it's not someone you can cover. When are they going to figure this out? You cannot cover him. I don't give a – I don't care who's on the field. You can't cover that man. He left people –
he's going to find his way open.
No matter what. He's like the little mouse on Tom and Jerry. No matter what, he's going to pop up somewhere wide open. He just – he's a magician. He's the second coming of Houdini. The man just pops open. Go ahead, Quentin. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
I think that's great. I love the Tom and Jerry thing. That's perfect. He really is. He always seems to find the soft spot in the zone. He's too big for a corner or a safety to put on him. He's too fast for a linebacker. He's that perfect combination of athleticism and speed and shiftiness. And it's only been more impressive when Patrick Mahomes is running the offense. So I'm going to give mine to Travis Kelce, but I think, like we brought up earlier, that entire offensive line needs a shout out. You know, this was an entire team win. Even as we transfer over to the defense, you know, we're going to give four specific players that had a great game, but you wouldn't be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy if you didn't have a team win, because the Eagles are a good football team.
Yo, before we go into the defensive thing, the Eagles were just playing rugby out there on those third ones or fourth and ones.
Yeah.
Whatever. They were just playing rugby. That was literally rugby. I used to play rugby for intramurals or whatever, and that was some good rugby playing. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there. But let's head on to the I would like to see the Chiefs implement a little bit of that into next year's game, just throwing that out there. But go ahead.
Let me start defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, let's shoot. Right
ahead, man. All right, I'm going to say Nick Bolton. He should have had two defensive touchdowns, but he had one. He just popped up everywhere. Another one we could say is Thornhill, but I'm going to give it to Nick Bolton. Just played phenomenal. Played phenomenal. Just was hitting everywhere. He only really had one bad play, but it was an open field against Hurts. But to see what he was able to do every single play, hit after hit after hit, and lining up guys, telling people to go where they need to go, hey, he's going to be better than Derek Johnson, in my opinion. Just what we saw him do was phenomenal. I know that may be saying a little much, but that man has over 130 tackles plus each season. Hey. I think he has the potential to be one of our best linebackers ever in Chiefs history.
Yeah, as long as he's wearing, you know, a Chiefs uniform, I agree with that. I've been saying that he's going to lead the Chiefs in tackles by the end of his career as long as he stays here. And I think, obviously, anytime you score a defensive touchdown, you're going to be the first off the board in our little round table here. Led the team in tackles and led the team in solo tackles. So a lot of times he was getting in there. He was the only one that needed to get in there. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Nick Bolton was the best defensive player on the field today and was able to make a big play to help keep Kansas City in the game.
Yeah. What do you got, Liz?
I don't know how I could pick anybody but Nick Bolton. M-I-Z-Z-O-U all day. Like, that's all I can say to that. M-I-Z-Z-O-U. Now, I want to pick somebody else, but really, Nick Bolton, he just popped off the screen. He came at you in more ways than just taking the ball and running it back for the touchdown almost twice. Like, he did so much in this game, and I just don't know how to put that in words, because he showed up when we needed him. And while I do love the way Karloftis played, and I love the way our young buck, we just drafted him, the first draft pick.
Nick McDuffie?
McDuffie.
I love the way he played, but there were some things that, you know, they just kind of outplayed him as far as the wide receiver, position of ball, all that kind of stuff. There were some times that he just got turned around. But Nick Bolton just was able to keep his eyes disciplined, stay square, and was able to attack, like really just attack. And I loved it. So I got to give it to Nick.
You know, it's hard. Nick did so well that he kind of overshadowed everybody else. But you have to look
sad,
at it. It is. You look at the guys that rotated in and out, and you can say, okay, Saunders had a great game. But I'm going to say, with the exception of the one mistake that Snead made, he put some hits. He laid a couple of hits down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Snead a little bit of credit, because he did cut Blanket really well. And without that one mistake that he made, he did really well. He put some hammers down today. I'm going to go with Snead right now. He came back off of a pretty good concussion and came in and played, and he played well. I'd want to go with him. I could also say Willie Gay, because Willie Gay played really well today. But I'm going to give it to Snead, because he's got to have some love.
Was just on display today.
Yeah, he was. So I'm going to give it to Snead.
Man, you kind of took mine, but I'm going to sort of go off the cuff here.
And why don't you cry about it?
I'm going to go ahead and give mine to – this is going to be controversial, I feel. I'm going to give mine to Frank Clark because
– I can see that.
Because Frank Clark was always in the backfield, right? He didn't register a sack today, but, I mean, the guy was – how many times did we see him one step behind Hurts when Hurts was running out the sideline and he was the reason that a ball was thrown away? Or he was the reason that a ball was thrown to the feet of a running back out in the flat. So I think Frank Clark, while he didn't register a sack, I do think he had a huge impact on this game because he was putting a lot of pressure on Hurts and flushing him out of the pocket. And anytime that you can get a team that, you know, isn't great in the passing game and you know that quarterback's hurt, flush him out of the pocket, get him out of those quick reads. Because that's what the Eagles offense was. It was a lot of quick passes, slant routes, you know, those sort of things. Being able to get pressure and flush him out was a huge impact. And Nick Bolton or Frank Clark was a big reason about that. I will say about Nick Bolton is I think obviously anytime you score a defensive touchdown, you should be there. And I think he was the best defensive player on the field. But, you know, there are other guys that deserve recognition for their play on the field today, and I think Frank Clark is one of those guys.
Yeah, definitely.
An honorable mention for me is Thornhill. Yeah. Like, there were some plays that
Thornhill was laying the wood, man.
Yes. There were some plays that the wide receivers were just besting him. And it wasn't so much him. They were playing better the ball, and he might not have seen it. But when he did get his opportunity, he showed the heck up. So, I got to give an honorable mention to Thornhill.
Good call, Quentin Morris.
Yep, good call. Good Paul. Good call.
Good call.
Give the man Quentin his flowers. He's been topping up the storm all year.
Yeah.
Sometimes sometimes you should listen to the things that I have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I listen. I know you were relieved, though, when Clyde wasn't playing. I know you had a whoo. You were a little relieved, but. Yeah.
I was like, it's so funny. If we got down to Clyde, it was going to be a problem anyway.
Hey, I have to tell you real quick. So when I – yesterday – well, last night, I guess it was. I got a call, and it said they're going to put Jody in. I said, good, you know, and they were going to leave Clyde on the inactive. So this morning when I did that national show, I actually mentioned that. And we were you know, they were asking questions, and I said, well, Jody Fortson's probably going to be a factor in this game. And they said, do you think so? And I said, yeah, I have a feeling he's going to be a factor in this game. And they said, why do you say that? And I said, well, I think Clyde's going to be inactive. And he was. Well, I didn't text Quentin that. And I kind of forgot about it. I was so damn tired. You know, I woke up really early, about 4 o'clock, because the show was Eastern time. And I didn't text Quentin that. Well, then it came out, and it dawned on me I didn't text Quentin that. So then I put in the group chat, I said, I bet Quentin's happy right now that Clyde's not playing. Because originally, it was supposed to be Clyde. So it was kind of comical. I thought it was pretty good that Quentin was sweating it out. Thinking
yeah, I said... I was more relieved than feeling good. I was just like, it was like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders. You know, it was, look, I'm just saying, you know, I didn't want the ball to come come down to him. And if he's on the inactive list, then it's impossible. So yeah. I would much rather give it to the guys that have proven themselves on this roster. And we've got plenty of guys that I trust before Clyde. So why even risk the temptation of it?
Well, hey, this draft, no, guys stepped up. Yeah, we had guys get burnt and things happen. But what we saw Pacheco and many, many others, I mean, hey, this was a team that balled and just fought and fought and fought and fought. And that's what you need. I mean, I put a tweet at halftime, I think, saying, like, their game is still winnable. It's only 10 points. I think of those exact words were, the Chiefs have been down 10 points before. They can come back and win. They did it. They went down, scored, held them to field goals, were able to score. I mean, they did what they could do. Were there some mess-ups? Yeah, there were some mess-ups. But the defense did what they had to do for the time being. And then Mahomes went down the field. I mean, we all talk about how Brady does his thing. But Mahomes, his running game, teams don't take into account for that. They don't take an account, and that's like when Mahomes got that major run, I'm like, oh, this is over. So, I don't know. And one other thing. Everyone's complaining about the call. Bradbury just said on his press conference, yes, it was a hold. I was hoping they're going to let it slide. Look, I understand we get mad at the refs, but sometimes calls happen. I mean, if we really want to go with the nitty-gritty, we can talk about all the times Lane Johnson was a false start. We could talk about all the other calls where Hurts was under Clay, got go past zero and 3 seconds faster. I mean, could go there. But what I'm going to say is this. The Chiefs won. They kicked behind. And they did it.
Suck it, Vic Fangio.
Hey. That tells you
yes. Right there.
Let me tell you something. I said this, and I will say it again. They had this persona going around the NFL that the Eagles had this defense that no one, including us, could touch.
Uh-huh.
Because of their strength of schedule this year. And I'm going to say that. If they were so confident going up against this year, then why is it that they brought Fangio in for 2 weeks to help them against the Chiefs when he never beat us?
I didn't understand that. Blows my mind.
Like,
Vic Fangio had frustration. He stayed awake at nights trying to beat us. And you bring this dude in, and you couldn't beat him. You couldn't beat us with Vic Von Miller on your team.
Von Miller and Bradley Chubb.
Come on, man.
But I want to give somebody props. Okay, I have to give somebody props. And I will do this. And that is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, absolutely.
This man, I will say, is one of the best running quarterbacks I've ever seen. He's better than Lamar Jackson. He's probably the best running quarterback I've ever seen. Yes, he is. And I'll say this because he's got
a great... Oh, no, you're saying Michael Vick is not good?
I'm not saying Michael Vick. This is why
Justin Fields, man.
No.
Justin Fields
is good, but he doesn't have the accuracy and the arm that Jalen Hurts has.
I saw it today, and after seeing what I saw today
out of Jalen Hurts and the accuracy that he threw that ball with a hurt shoulder, and it still hurt, and still run the ball the way he ran the ball, I have to give him props. I don't know. Give him another year. I promise you, he's one of the better running, if not the best running quarterback that's played the game in a very, very long time. He's very good, and I think he's going to be a force moving forward in this league. He's very good.
I mean, I absolutely believe that for sure.
Yeah, he's very good, man. I'm not going to take that away from him. I can't stand – look, I lost a lot of respect for their head coach today just because of his arrogant little jackass ways. I did lose respect for him today because I thought, you know, being a smartass on the sidelines and telling our defense to move and all that stuff when he was absolutely wrong to do that.
Well,
you know,
I want to throw this out there. Like, hearing them say that they put Gardner Minshew back there to simulate Patrick Mahomes?
What the heck was that?
What kind of crap was that?
Yeah, come on, man.
Why would you think – I mean, I understand the concept of it. But he can't even start on your team.
Exactly.
And you want to simulate the best quarterback in the league? No.
Yeah, if anything, you should have paid Deshaun Watson to go simulate him.
You should have paid somebody besides him.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect to Gardner Minshew, but
somebody's got to do it, man. You got to have somebody work on your scout team. Shane Buechele and Chad Henne scout other quarterbacks. So
yeah, but they're better than him.
That's fair.
But how are you going to take a second stringer and expect him to mimic what Patrick
absolutely.
Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes is the freaking best quarterback in the league.
He's probably one of the best. Look, I will say this, and I'm saying this with 100% confidence. There's not a quarterback that's ever played this game that is as good as Patrick Mahomes. When Colin Cowherd, that has trashed Mahomes for 4 straight years, comes out after that AFC Championship game and said unequivocally that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback to ever play this game, that's saying something, because he has trashed Mahomes for a very long time. Wow. Absolutely trashed him. And he came out and said the exact same thing. This man is, not only is he very good at what he does, but he plays with such a high football IQ that I don't think anybody will ever deny what he can do. And every time you think he's down, he makes you look stupid. Every time you think you got him beat, he makes you look even more ignorant. Oh, yeah, the NFL is scripted. Somebody said that today. Somebody, who was it that put that out today?
Ed, that's Twitter. Been going around for
no,
a
No, a player
bit.
Put that out today that was really funny after.
Yeah.
Today they put it out when Mahomes got hurt. Somebody posted that. It was actually, it might have been Armani Watts or somebody. I don't remember. But somebody posted that after. It was pretty funny. But
I've got one thing that I want to talk about on Patrick Mahomes. I want to build off of what Caleb brought up. He talked about his run game and the importance of it. Patrick Mahomes was the second leading rusher on the team. He had 44 yards, and there were a lot of times where, once again, we see on some of those third and longs or second and longs, Patrick Mahomes is able to pick up a significant first down. And it's never built into the offense. It's never, you know, Jalen Hurts has those quarterback draws or those RPOs, and it's really a run option. Yeah, those are built into Kansas City's offense, but we see that Patrick Mahomes, even after getting hurt again, possibly getting some vitamin T inside the locker room, that's a Toradol for those of you that don't know.
Yeah,
of course.
And coming back out on the field and still being able to put everything on the line is fantastic to see. And it's showing that you're putting your team first. You're putting trying to win this game. I'm going to be able to push through it. And, you know, he was in significant pain. We saw him how much pain he was in on the bench, on the sideline, before the second half was over. So for him to come through and end the game with 6 carries for 44 yards, including that 126-yard carry that picked up, 26 yards, you know, right over midfield, it put us in a much better position. Those are important yards. And I don't know if you take any of those runs away that this game ends the way it does, because every time he runs the ball, it picks up much needed yardage. And I just think that sometimes, because he doesn't do it on every third down, I think teams sort of forget that he'll do it, especially today when he was hurt, that you won't, you know, you're not going to take an extra guy to spy on Mahomes on the small chance that he's going to do it, because you need that extra guy in coverage. So his pass game opens up some of those running lanes for him. And they were important runs today. So I just wanted to expand on that, which when you brought that up, Caleb, because it's a part of his game that I don't think gets enough credit.
Well, I think the reason is because he is, when he runs with the ball, a lot of times people, he's such a great disguise artist. When he runs with the ball, there's times that he will run and, you know, he's got that toe drag swag, and he will stop right at the right time to be able to launch that ball or do a, you know, a shuffle pass or whatever it takes. And he will, you don't know if he's going to pass the ball as he's running. You don't know what he's going to do. So these defenders don't know whether they should tackle him or whether they should wait and see if he's going to pass the ball. And he disguises the pass very well. So he always runs the ball at a very pivotal moment. He's not a guy that's going to run the ball to run the ball.
And then he's kind of, in some ways we see, he acts like he can't run and then he'll just do the burst. And a lot of defenses just don't think about that until he like gets down the field. I mean, Mahomes is sneaky fast. I mean, I've got someone on the top 100 list saying, yeah, he has that old man trot.
He does.
But he can get down the field. Yeah, yeah. He can get it.
And well, you know, if you listen to him, he says it's because he runs scared.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to, but the thing is that for years, I mean, for many playoff games, he was a leading rusher. And now have the complement of his running game along with Pacheco's. Hey, I think teams are going to be in some issues for a while now. Not even just with this.
Deuce Vaughn to Kansas City, baby.
If we could add that, that would be perfect.
I think
Patrick Mahomes has said that if he had somebody chasing him on his 40-yard dash, he would have ended up much faster. Because,
he said he'd run at 4.4.
Yeah, he runs faster when dudes are chasing him. His spatial awareness of just knowing that there's a guy chasing behind him and his ability to maneuver around the gaps inside the defense, like he's beating the zone defense, you know, while the play's breaking down and he's able to pick up that much needed yardage. I just think
it runs like he stole something.
Yeah, it's an under part of his game, an underrated part of his game, and it definitely helped Kansas City win today. So,
well, gents, I hate to bow out, but I'm gonna go celebrate with my family. I just had to
do what you gotta do, man.
Time from them to just hang out with you guys. I appreciate you guys, and I'm glad we got this going. We're going to be up there soon. We're going to be up there covering the Chiefs real soon. Next Super Bowl, maybe the next Super Bowl. But I appreciate all you guys.
Hey, there's no problem. Thank you for what you do, man.
It's been a long time coming. I can't believe we're here. So, again, I'm out. Deuces. I'll be listening, though.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, bro. I think we're in a position right now that we can actually see another Super Bowl next year.
Of course.
I don't think we're going to see a gap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're in a position that we're going to see. We may win another one next year. I'm not just saying see one. There's probably an 80% probability that we're going to win another Super Bowl next year. I say that because the pieces that we have that are locked in and the ones we're going to lock in are here. They're not going anywhere. It's crazy to think that what we have right now and what we're going to obtain during the offseason, it's just going to propel us even further. It's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling that, I don't know, I guess because of the fact that I'm older than both you guys, but, and I know you guys waited a long time, but to wait this long to be in this position, you know, my wife, she goes, why aren't you yelling when we scored that, when Nick Bolton ran that ball back? I didn't say a word. And she comes walking in because she had the TV on in the other room. And I said, I don't know. She goes, why aren't you yelling? I said, I got kind of a headache. And she goes, what? She goes, he just ran the ball back for a touchdown. I said, I know. And she goes, I don't understand. I said, well, I don't know. I said, it's just weird to me. But then when we won, she walks in and she goes, what happened? I said, we won. And that TV was behind. And she goes, how did that happen? And I said, Mahomes scored 24 points in the second half. I mean, they just won. And she goes, wow. I said, yeah. I said, it was pretty crazy. And then it kind of hit me that we just won the Super Bowl. But I was never worried about it today, which is crazy that I wasn't really worried about it. I kept texting in the group chat, one of the group chats, and I kept saying, don't worry about it. We'll be okay. We'll be fine. I knew we would be. I don't know why, but I just knew it. I just had this feeling.
Yeah, keep calm and carry on. I don't know. I don't know if I have really anything else to add on to this game. I think that, you know, we're going to talk about this game a lot heading forward.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. This is going to be a fun offseason. The Chiefs got a lot of cap space. They got some draft picks and, you know, not a lot of holes to fill. So, you know, I think you're right when you know, we talk about during the offseason, this team took a half step back to leap forward. Well, their half step back is still so much better than everybody else in the AFC. And, you know, there's no reason to think that the Chiefs won't continue to be dominant over the entire AFC, despite the fact that, you know, all the young quarterback talent is inside the AFC, except Jalen Hurts. So, you know, this is a golden era football here in Kansas City. So enjoy the win, everybody. I mean, we got to enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
And that's all I have to say.
Don't take anything for granted either. Yeah. Don't take anything for granted. Just enjoy the win and do yourselves a favor and don't be Philly fans. You know, don't be arrogant. Don't be jerks. Just enjoy the win and stay humble, because that's what, you know.
You said stay humble. So my only question is, when do we start the run it back tour?
Now. Let's give it some time. I don't know. You know. I think, honestly, as long as you have Mahomes as your quarterback, you can always run it back.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Oh, and let me say something really quick before we depart to be happy. There was a report that came out. Jay Glazer has this really bad habit of posting stupid shit. Excuse my language. He posted prior to the AFC Championship game that there was a 95% chance that Kelce would not play, which we knew that was wrong. And then he posted something during the Super Bowl that Andy Reid was contemplating retiring, because he made a comment, apparently, that he wanted to enjoy the Super Bowl and he wasn't getting any younger. Andy's not going to retire. For everybody out there that read that on Fox 4, he is not going to retire this year. I don't think Andy's going anywhere for probably the next 4 or 5 years.
As long as Mahomes is there and he's physically able and he's in good health, staying here in Kansas City, man, this is your thing. I mean, you're the big man around. You're having fun with it. You know, he said that he wasn't retiring. He was asked that on the stage by Terry Bradshaw. So,
yeah.
He said he wasn't.
Needs to stop doing that. I don't know why
he did the same thing last year at Von Miller, Aaron Donald and Sean McVay. I think he did the same thing last year.
He's got to stop doing that. It's like he's this guy that he loves to bring up drama and make a big deal out of things. And God, you just can't talk to the guy, because one word, he'll go into a dictionary and find 75 meanings of it, and he'll take the worst meaning of it or the most controversial meaning and blow it up all over the place. He's got to stop doing that. If you read anything that he says, don't take it to heart, because it means nothing. I just have to put that out there. Andy's 64, just turned 64 years old. Look, he looks at Bill Belichick. He looks at Pete Carroll. They're 71 years old, and they're still coaching. Andy's not going anywhere. He's got the best quarterback in football. He's got the best job in football. With the best fans in football, he's not going anywhere. So, just don't read into it. With that being said, I hope everybody enjoyed this day. And I hope your pulse rate went back down. Mine just did. Even though I wasn't really stressed out about it. I mean, I was actually pretty calm. I don't know why, man. I just don't get stressed out like I used to.
You know, Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. So, we'll be back later in the week.
Definitely.
Royals, we'll start our Royals content here in the next couple weeks. Training curse. Damn it. I did that. Oh, I called training camp spring training, and I'm calling spring training training camp.
That's okay.
You need to write yourself. Do you want me to write you a script?
I gotta write it down. Okay. Yeah. Spring training is going to start here soon. We're going to start with Royals content and we got draft content. So just because there's no more games left, we're going to have tons of content for you guys coming out.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys stick around, and you know, we're
not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. There's no off season.
Just like Andy, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. So make sure you guys stick around. This has been a fun year for us. What a great time to join, the squad here. It's been a hell of a ride so far. So,
man, we're just
hope everybody keeps listening. But that's
it.
Happy
to have you, man. Thank you.
Hey, really quick, we just released tonight. We just released all of the Super Bowl. It was on hold until we won. We released all the FOCO Super Bowl memorabilia. Not just bobbleheads, but a bunch of other stuff. Gear Everything's out on the website, and it's on our pinned tweet on Twitter. Click on it. Check it out. It's all limited edition. You'll not find it anywhere else. Make sure you get it before it's gone. It will go very quickly. Get on there. Check it out. This show is brought to you by Foco Sports. Thank you guys for a great season. It's just getting started. We will talk to you guys again on Tuesday. Peace out, everybody. Enjoy the week. Enjoy
Super Bowl champs, baby.
See you guys. Go Chiefs.
Peace out, everybody.
Pull out those receipts.
Oh, I got them bookmarked.